Yeah, we're holding Daf Tes Amud Aleph on top in Chulin. Just last Gemara, we chazer over again, we had just. Last Gemara was that Omer Meimer Meimer said, Mishmei Derev Papa, that La Lischof Inish Keflayu, a person should not put the Keflayu, that's like the flanken, the loins, Eloya Bisra, should not put it on top of another piece of meat. Why? Because these loins have a lot of fat on top of them. So if the fat will be lying on top of another piece of meat, the Doyev Tarbo, the fat like will drip down, will boli viscera and will be absolved in the meat, and therefore the meat will become treif, the chayla b'zosatit. So therefore do not leave the loins on top of another piece of meat. So Mori asked the question, Zihoch, if you're afraid of this, ki taritzi nami, even when you have the keflayim, like the flanken, the loins lying by themselves, and it has its own fat and its own meat, also you should be afraid. You should be afraid then, that the fat of the loins will be absolved inside the meat, and the meat will become treif. So Gemara says no. Karma mifsaka mitusoi. I'll tell you, the fat, the meat of the loins itself has like a membrane around it, and therefore that protects it, that its own fat will not be absolved inside the meat. Therefore the meat remains muta. So more is the question, if there's a membrane around the meat of the loins, that's why the fat did not get dissolved inside it. If so, even on top of the fats of the keflayim, there's also a membrane around it. So even if you have the fats lying on top of another piece of meat, its membrane should protect it, that the fat should not be absolved in the piece of meat, so it should be mutter also. So more says no. The Gemara says on top of the testament aleph on top, again, miloy nami karmika, even on top of the fat also there's a membrane around it. So it should be mutter to leave the fats on top of another piece of meat. So what I may must say that it's also, he said, to put the fat, to put the kiflayim on top of a piece of meat. So the Gemara says, I did the mamash mishra, yodet the tavcho miftach, that since the taboch and the butchers touch that fat, so therefore, with the hands they touch it, it like breaks the membrane. Therefore, that fat is not protected. Therefore, you should not put that fat on top of another piece of meat. Just the meat that's attached to itself, there's a membrane between the fat and the meat. That does not get broken, and that will protect it, that the fat will not be absolved inside the basar. And also, Rav Yom Rav Yehuda Amarav, the Talmud Chochom Tzorech Shel Yilmoid Gimel Dvorim. Talmud Chochom has to know three things. He has to know how to do these three things. That's Ksav, he has to know how to write. It's interesting. Rashi learns Ksav means Lichtoiv, Shedei Alachtem Shemoi, he has to know how to sign his name. Ilu Yoshev Bedin Eliadis, he sits down to be part of a Bezno, to be Adis, interesting, he has to be able to sign his name. Other Pshatim learn Poshim means he has to be able to write. Also, write a Sefer Torah, write Mezuzin, a Tvillin. But the Rashi says it means interesting, time to sign your name. Then shchita, he has to be sound to make a shchita. So Rashi says it also means la'am in yoder to get his hand straight. Afilu shaboki v'chosav. It's not enough just to know the halachas, but you have to also know practical how to make a shchita. Umila, also to make a bris mila, also in sound. Tamachochem should never do these things. Yeah. Now Rav Chanina ba shalom yo mishmei de Rav Omar av kesher shot film. A Tamachochem also should know how to make the kesher shel tefillin. It's interesting. Rashi said it means yesh put umnish also kemoi ois dalid. Like in the back of the shell, yirosh, we make a dalid. She nivra bo shakai, hashin chakuka b'kontet fetefra. The shin is on the tefillin itself, the outside. Or itzua katana kfula tluya ken yud. We have that's on the kesher shel yad, there's a little piece sticking out, that's like the yud. And then on the kesher shel rosh, that's like a dalid. So kids of Tamachoch, you should know how to make this kesher shel tefillin. And also, birchas chasanim, to sant, you should know how to make, like to be a mesadik kedushin, you should know how to say the birchas chasanim. Vitzitzis, you should know how to make tzitzis. Satsa v'chanine etzvah, chanine bashalmya, these things also. Smor v'iduch, how come the first man, Yoma, did not say these things also? Smor says, hani shchichin, these things are shchichin, it happens often. Like therefore, you don't need a Tamachochim for them. Rashi says, Hanishchichim means tefillin, the tzitzis, the birchas chasanim, mitzuyin toder. Hilkach hakol b'kim, everybody knows how to do it. Therefore, we ain't tzrichim limud, you You don't have to learn it. Shmiyatzmi Yebokibem. It's simple. Mashenka, the first three things is not so often, so therefore maybe you won't find some of the people who won't know how to do it. So therefore the Talmud Chacham should know how to do it to help people. Yeah. The Omar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel called Tabach Shen Yedeyehu Cheshchita Osa Lecha Meshkitosai. Any Sheikhet, if he does not know the Alochis, so Chalai Pshita, you can't eat from a Shechita. If he doesn't know the Alochis, you have to be afraid. He'll make a wrong Shechita. Now, V'yelu Hein Hilcha Shechita. These are the Alochis, the five Alochis of Hilcha Shechita. The five Psulim, there are first of all Shia. That's if you wait. It means while you're shechting, while you're cutting, going the knife back and forth, you're not supposed to wait. Stop. If you stop, that's a Psul Shia. Drosa. That's not cut it, just press it down. That's drosa, it's also psul. Chalodo, not later, that's if you stick the knife in the wrong place, like in between the simonim. Azoy, you're just supposed to cut and go back and forth straight downwards or straight upwards, but not to go in between. Hagromo, that's if you make the shkita in the wrong place, like too high up or too low down. That's called hagromo. You made the shkita in this wrong place. And v'ikr. V'ikr is also like you uproot the simonim. Yeah. Rashi learns Shachar Veshet Posach Agrogas Araikah. Yeah. In Shachar Veshet or Posach, you pull out the gargaris, you pull out the windpipe. But Ikah, it's a big machloek exactly what it is. But instead of cutting it, you first uproot the simonim from its right place, even though it's still inside the animal. That makes also, it's like a treif, it's a shayla. But go upon the shkit is possible. It's not a good shkit of your oikah. You ripped out the simonim. Instead of cutting them, you ripped them out. So the more I ask the question, my kumash malon, kulotaninu, we learned all these halachas of pshita. If it says you have to know hilcha shchita, pshita. Rashi is kulotanan, b'mas nisan, perek hashrecha, next perek, shebeim ashen establo bem, we have these halachas of pshita. So more says, lo tzvicha, the chiddush is, sheshochet lefneinu beiz v'gimu pomim, v'shochet shaper. What's going to be in the case of shaykh that shechted two or three times in front of us and did a good job? Is so mad the time I would have thought to say, mid iduch shochet shaper, hainami shochet shaper. Since he shechted two or three times good, so it was probably now the fourth time, even though we didn't watch him, he also did a good job. Kamashmon, no. Kamashmon, kivun deloy gomar, since he does not know the loch as well, so then zimnin de shia, sometimes it can happen, he'll make a shchita. And he'll wait in between. The doras will press down. For lo yada, he won't even realize it. Rashi says, "En yadeh shos lasus kein umachil lanu." And if he doesn't know it's also, so sometimes it happens, he won't even realize it. So then he'll give it to us to eat. So therefore, that's the less halacha on Yehuda Mashmuel. You can't eat from a sheichet his shchitam if he does not know his shchitam. This is why to be on Yehuda Mashmuel hatabuch the sheichet. Right after he shechts the animal, he has to check out the simonim, like as if to say to make sure he cut roiv. The shechit is only if you cut roiv of the simonim. So after the shechit, you have to make sure you cut enough. So you have to check it out right afterwards. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Afananar Metinin, we also learn like this, that Rabbi Shimon Omer, Im Shoyer Kedei Biker, if you waited, how long it takes to check out. Some say this Gemara later will have. Rashi says, "Vu shir shir." That's the shir of shir of waiting. If you waited kedei biker, you wait to check out. Someone says, "My love doesn't mean to say kedei biker simonim." It means that that's the time that how long it takes the sheichet after the shchita to check out the simonim. So you see, there's such a lock of terrorist biker that he's supposed to check out the simonim. Omalei Abayi said back, "No loy." Hochiyom Rabbi Yechon, this is what Rabbi Yechon said, Kedei Biker Chochem, that a Chochem has to check out the knife, that time. Rashi says, Livdoik HaSakin, Shetabasorach Laharas HaSakin Chochem. Here, Mikro Adin, every Sheikh, before they Sheikh, they have to show their knife to the Chochem ear. If they cover that Chochem, I mean, like, come on, we'll have Gemara's later. Even though the Tabach himself is a Boki Nuchas Bedika, still has cover that Chochem, he's supposed to show the Chochem. Meister today they're not knowing this way. Meister in the Meichel Zeil Zeir. Today they're shoichtim checking out themselves. But Mikra Adin is supposed to show it to the Chochem. So maybe that's what it means. That what's called the Shia, how long you wait in between Shkita to Pasol, today it takes to show the knife to the Chochem. So Meister says, no, that doesn't make sense. Him came to Sat the Rechlish Yurim. It's not going to be one time limit. Like sometimes the Chacham lives 2 miles away, sometimes one, sometimes a block away. So it'll all be different type of times. You can't tell me that's the Zman of Shia. Ela rather means to say is Kadei Bikur Tab Chacham. It means when you get to the Chacham himself and you show him the knife, how long does it take him to check out the knife? Maybe that's the Zman of Shia. It takes him 2 seconds, 3 seconds. So if you wait in between your shechita without moving the knife 2 or 3 seconds, that'll be the psul. So you have an arai that you have to check out the simonim. It could be here, it means checking out the knife. Yeah, now the Gemara says, so therefore there's no proof. But Rakopon, that's what he says. He says the halacha is that the shechit has to check out the simonim after the shechita. Now I'm asking the question, loy bodek mai. What's going to be if the sheikh did not check out the simonim after the shechita? He just made a shechita and shein went away, and he thinks he did a good job. So what's the locha? Reb Leza ben Antignis mishum Reb Loza Reb Yanei Oma treifa. V'yasura b'yachila t'taka treifa. We have to be knowing as if it's a treifa, and it's also teat the meat. V'masnisatom the b'raisi we learned. Nevela umetama b'masa. It's even more than that. It's a nevela. It's like the animal died without a shechita, and it even has tumas masa. So the first man yomah says it's only a treifa. It's only yasa b'chila. First, it means it has no tumah though. So mashmi said the shechita was a good shechita. So we said b'maikim if it was the machlekes then, but the rafuna, the machlekes in rafuna's halacha. The yomah that he says the heima b'chayeho v'cheskas israel emedis. Because man of Behem is alive, like there's an Isser Avim in a Chai Tidit. So even after Shechita, like if you're not for sure that the Shechita was kosher, so we leave the Bechaz Kosi, the animal still also. Because when Behem is alive also, it's Bechaz Kosi Isser Emedis. Achivot lechov man nishkato. Unless you know for sure how the Shechita took place. Nishkato, once you made a good Shechita, so that's Mata, the animal, now it's Muta Bachila. Once you know you made a good Shechita, then the locher is Harei b'cheskas heter, the animal remains b'cheskas heter, ad sheyivod l'chov ma nitrefo, unless you know for sure how it became Issa. Yeah. So Rashi says what? Behemah b'chayeh b'cheskas Issa, shrei asur m'shmei b'menachai. This is Eva Menachai. Hilka chemilgat sofik b'shchito, you have no chazaka. Is that what Rashi says? The kids of the behemah is b'cheskas Issa remedis. So if you have a sofik, the shchito was good or not, we say it was not good. Yeah. But once you made a good shechita, then it's becheskes het until you know what's wrong with it. Now the Gemara says like this: Masova becheskes isakaima. Listen, before the shechita, the animal was also bachila because eiv menachai. If so, bahashta meisi, and now it's dead. So therefore, we say that the animal is sofik if the shechita was good. We say no, it's not good. Therefore, the animal is also. O masova becheskes isar minun. So therefore, with the cheska system means the cheska the shechita wasn't good. So the shechita was no good, and now the animal is dead. So it has tumas nevela also. That's trying the second man the yama. Or masa, the first man the yama holds no. The cheskas iser amrinan. Listen, when the animal was alive, it was also tidit, but it had no tumor on it. The cheskas tumah leamrinan. We don't have the cheskas tumah. So therefore, now that the animal the shechita was done, and we have a suffix if it was a good shechita or not, we have no reason to say it's tamei. Therefore, the Issa still remains, because before the Cheskas Issa. But the Tumas Novella doesn't have, because a Shechita was done. I, we don't know if it's good or not, but there's no Cheskas Tumah. So we'll say for Ket, it didn't have Tumah before, most probably still doesn't have Tumah. So say then the Shechita was good, it took off the Tumah at least. So that's the Machlekes. Gufa, what we just say, Omer Rav Huna, Behema Bechaya Becheskas Issa Remedis, Achivot Ochove Manishkata, calls when the animal's alive, there's Nisra Eben Menachai. So until you know 100% the shechita was good, it's a losa. Nishkato, once the shechita was done, now the cheskas heter emedis, hashivod l'chov v'manitrefo. If you have a sofik later, the treifa came about, you have to know avade treifa, sofik treifa is muta. For the Gemara of Lema, why don't I say nishkato hutra? Why don't I say once you made a shechita, it's hutra? What's the lashon of nishkato? It says what? The cheskas heter emedis. Should have said nishkato hutra. What's Lashem Mecheskas? Someone says, Hokamash Malon, the Yafagav, the Yisialet Bereyusa, even though a race or something bad happened to it. Yavashi said, well, the question was, the name of Nishkat Hutra, the Lashem Chazok Lashayach, Elabadov Sofik. Yeah, the Chur here just should have said that once you made a shechit, it's hutra. So the Chiddush is no, even though it came a race. What's the case? Kidaboyi minei Reb Abba Merafuna. What's going to be Bozev? Let's say a wolf comes. Bozev. Venoto b'nei mayim. And after you made a shechita, he eats up the kishkas of the animal. So now, what's the locha? Like the shadow is, maybe those kishkas had a trefer in it. And we don't know. So Mara says, listen, notal holes nayu. If the zev took it away, it's not here, so we don't clear no sveikis. There's no racer then. Rashi says, notal holes nayu. For loichazina bushum, we don't see any racer. Umas sveikikas, right? There's no sofik. You made a good shechita. You're supposed to check out the kishkas, the inside. Okay, if you have it. But if the wolf took it away, so there's nothing to check out, so there's no reisa. Ela rather the case is like this. Nokav b'nei mayim. There's a nekev. Nekev is a hole in the b'nei mayim. So maho. For the gemara nekev, like a chazin, and having the who, nikvinu. Like if we see a hole now, so churavaita, we see clearly the wolf made the hole. So again, what's the shayla? Like he took it after the shechita. So if after he took it and you find that it has a hole in it, we'll say for sure the wolf made the hole. So it happened after shechita, so the animal's still kosher. El the case is like this. Not lon v'herziron kishun nekuvan. What's that? El the case like this. You're not lon, the wolf took it. V'herziron, he brought it back. Kishen nekuvan. It has a hole in it now. Mao. Mi chashin maybe shema b'mokam nekev noka v'loi. That's the question. We didn't see it first. Now when it's brought back from the wolf, it has a hole in it. So Shailah is, maybe there was a hole there before the wolf got a hold of it. Rashi says, M'shem shehoye bo t'chila. Yisram alei hashto, sheikh nezboi shinov. Maybe the wolf put his teeth into a place where there was a hole there before he did it. And therefore, treifa, the nokfu adakin echa mishmar nasa treifasu. There's one of the 18 treifas, if you find the hole in the dakin, in the kishkis. That's a sofik, that's called a reisa now. We have now these b'nei mayim that has a hole in them. We have a doubt, maybe the wolf did it, maybe it was there from before. So as talocha, if you made a shechita first, so the shechita is matarit. Now you have a sofik, if there's a treifus in that, we say hutra, that since it has a cheskas heta, we leave it a cheskas heta, that's the chiddush. So in this case, it'll be muta. Now the Gemara says, Eitzvah, I have a question to you. It says, Alocha, roh tzipor ha-menata b'teino. We find the bird that's knocking away, pecking away at a tainet figs. The achpo, we find the mice, hamanaka be'avtichim. He's pecking away at the watermelons. Yeah. So it says, choshishin shema b'mokim nekev nokev. We're afraid maybe when they pecked, there was a hole there before. What does that mean to say? Rashi says, shel nochesh. Maybe a snake bit into this melon already before. Or the snake bit into the tainet. The osim mishum's konas nefashas, and it's nis tita mishum's konas nefashas. So what do you see? A choshin shem b'mokim nekev nokev. So how do we say by yos? It's kosher by shchit. We're saying it's kosher. Min asafik we say no, it didn't happen. It's becheskes heta. So why don't you say cheskes heta here also? This tainu was mutter before. So if it's suffer, then we should have said it's mutter. Or Malay said dakim no. Miko madmis isul esakanto. How could he ask a question from one is a Hilchus Issa Beheta and one is a Shalos Konos Nefoshos? I tell the Klal is Sakon Nishani. If it's a Shalos Konos Nefoshos, that's more worse, much more machmir. So here, you found a hole in this melon, or a hole in the fig. You have a suffix made was there before from a snake, and there's poison there, so you have to be much more machmir. Omalei Rav Rav said back to him, what's the big proof? We say sofik sakona. You go to chumra. If so, sofik yisur nam in chumra. How first shall it also? So after the hame is a treifer or not? It's also nisur yiraisa. So the klal should have been sofik yiraisa l'chumra. Elamai you go bosa chazaka. So go bosa chazaka here also. Omlei said back to Omlei Abaya. Omlei shani. Don't you hold there's a difference? Then yisur l'sakanta. There's a difference between stam yisur and sakona. The what? V'ilu loch is like this. V'ilu sofit tumer b'shus rabin. If you have the case of a sofit tumer b'shus rabin, the locher is sveiki tor. That's exactly loch l'mashim or alimus from saita. A sofit tumer. If you have a sofit, the thing became tumer b'shus rabin, and not begol l'kula. But v'ilu sofit mayim megulim. If you have water left uncovered overnight, so we have a suffix if a snake drank from it, there's some poison in it. Locher is asur, it's also to drink, even if that's precious around him. So you see that sakon, if you're afraid, is konos nefashos, you may die because of the danger, but more machmer. Omele said back to him, no, that's not a kasha. Hosam hilchosa gemiru lo misaita. At the idea we're learning out from Saita that Sofik Tumma Bishus Rab Mistor. Ma Saita Bishus Yochid. Av Tumma Bishus Yochid. That when is something Tommy, only Bishus Yochid Mina Sofik is Tommy. Bishus Rab Mistor. So maybe Saita is no proof. By Sofik Tumma Bishus Rab is a special aloha white store. Because that's aloha much missing. You learn out from Saita. There could be here Sofik Isataki Golo Chumra. But maybe so, there's no Chumra between Sakono over Issa. Yeah. Let's see weiter. Samar says what? Mosev Rav Simir. Simir has a question like this. It says, Sheretz bepi chulda. If you have a chulda weasel that has a sheretz in its mouth, the chulda malecha sagabi kikra shel truma, and his weasel now is walking over pieces of bread of truma, so now the suffix is suffix noga, suffix le noga. We have a suffix whether the weasel or the sheretz touched a piece of bread or not. We have a suffix whether it touched Russia suffix noga min ha sheretz, ha meis betruma. The suffix is that the sheretz in the mouth of the weasel touched the truma or not. So in such case we say what? Sveke tor. Locher is suffix is tor. Rashi says in Shad, Rafidu b'shus ha-yochid. It's tor here. Because the thing is called ein boidas lishol, it's tor. Again, the ilu sofik mayim megum. We have the case. We left the water uncovered overnight. Asura, it's also. So again, you see, sakanta is more chomer than isura. So Mor says, no, hosam nami yichas gemiru lo misaita. It's also a special lach learned out from sparsh of saita. By saita, the Torah says we have a sofik whether the isha was mizana or not. You have to go to chumra. But when do we go to chumra? Ma saita dovashesh padasti shoyl. She, the lady, and the man we have a sofik she lived with. You could ask them. They have das. That's when we're machmir. Is af hochinami dovashesh padasti shoyl. When do we say a sofik tumma, even b'shus ha-yochid is tamei, only if the two objects have das. At least one of them have das. But over here it's a sofik if the weasel with the sheretz touched the bread, that both of them you can't ask. You can't ask the weasel and you can't ask the bread. So that's called ein b'dasti shoyl. So this we do not learn out from saita l'kula. And we do not learn out from Saita Lechumra, and therefore we say it's Tahor. But again, it could be no Rai, but Mashenkin by Mayim Megulim, could be it's Tam a regular Loch of Safek Isti go Lechumra. Maybe there's no Chumra of Sakant of danger over Isurim. So there's no proof yet. So there's another proof. Omer Rav Ashi Toshma, come and bring another proof. It's a Loch of Tzluchis. We have a jar, a Tzluchis, barrels of water. Tzluchis, Shenichu Megulim, left it uncovered. Then the next day you come and you find it covered. Slochr is Tameya. We say it's Tameya. Because obviously somebody covered it up overnight. And if we say Mtameya could use Namoritz, say it's Mtamarit. Rashi says, Sluchas Yeshem Leim Mayim Chan. You have a pure water, fresh water from the river. And it's fit to be used for Mechatis. And you weren't Mekadesh it yet. And now you found it the next day covered up. So it's Tameya. And like the Gemara says, Shani Yomer, I'm going to say that Odom Tomei Nichnas Tashom, maybe a person's Tomei came there, V'chisan, he covered it up. But since you left it uncovered, and now you found it covered, you have to be afraid that Odom Tomei came there and he was Metamrit. So Rashi speaks out here. They were talking about that this Luchis again is water that's fit you want to set aside to use for Mechatis, but you're not Mekadesh it yet. Because if you're Mekadesh already, why does it have to say Tomei for? It's Tomei anyway. So talking about before you're Mekadesh it for the Mechatis. And now it's Tameya, Rashi says, and therefore not like it's Posla Kiddush. Why? Because we have to be afraid, maybe an Adam Tomei came and covered it, and he touched the water, he was Matama the water. But what's going to be the opposite way? Let's say, Henicha Mechusa, you left the water covered up. Oh boy, the next day he came back, and Motsu Meguli found it uncovered. So it depends. Im Yechoyla Chulda Lishtes B'menu, if a Chulda could drink from it, even when a snake drinks from this water, he also passes the water. He makes the mechayim now, this mechatis now, this water, not fit to be used for mechatis. Rashi has two pshatim here. Why? We'll soon see. Rashi says, we have to be afraid that some dew fell into this sluchas of water over the night time, then psula, because dew is not called mayim chayim, therefore it's possible to be used for mechapis. But vice versa, for tumah we're not afraid. Again, here you left it covered, and you found it uncovered. So here it's only a problem if a chulda could drink from it, the chulda, a weasel, will make it possible. So Rashi said that not because we don't have the Masechta Parah, that kol ashrotzim einim poisim b'meichatis. If a sheriff drinks from meichatis, doesn't passel it. Only a chulda. Rashi says, what if they shimakia? Because it vomits it up. It's v'chol ha-makia poisel, d'hoilo v'fefrishu mehem, lishtres arei nasas b'melocho. Like since it went inside, the body was nasas b'melocho. When it comes out again, it passels. Therefore it's nifsel. And that's the pshat in Hu Adin, a nochesh also, according to Rabbi Gamliel, if a nochesh, a snake, drinks from this water, he also makes it posel lemechatis. Or else if some dew fell into it, it's also psula. Rashi said, the lav maim chayim ninu. Avo betuma, Rashi says, yelay mechskinu, we're not afraid, maybe came tome. V'yeinim, that does not matama something else. And why not? V'yom yabishur b'levi, my tam. Rashi says, "My time loy chashin and shem odim tome giloi so petit macherim." Why are we afraid over here? Also, maybe a person that's tome came and uncovered this. So let's be afraid. It should be matama something else also. So why not? My time. Samora says, "Mifnei shadark and shel shrotzim legalis," because you have a right to be told that shrotzim could uncover it. You don't have to say a person did it. Maybe a man does it. Rashi says, even though man can also do it. So, and equally, mitli biyodim tor over shrotzim tor, we still have two tzadim. Maybe a person did it that's tor, and maybe a sheriff did it that's tor. Over yodim tamei letamei talina bossa ruba latar. Therefore, we go bossa ruba to say most probably is still tor. And but if in the ratio, v'yein dark and lachasas, but it's not a derech for sheriffs to cover it. Therefore, in the ratio, we know for sure a man covered it. Sofik, whether the man was Torah Tomei, that's Tama Sofik. So you see, Rashi says, Alma b'midi d'isura, talina b'asaruba d'shchichi. You go b'asaroiv, even though it's l'kula. Again, so in the ratio where shrotzim do not cover it, then you go b'asamin, and since it's a Sofik, we go l'chumra. But in the Sefer, where there's a tzad to say, maybe a man that was Torah did it. And also maybe shrotzim did it. They're also Torah when they're alive. There's only one sofik, maybe a man that's Tommy did it, that's a miyat. So you go bas arayv. So the question is, you see, by Yisurim, you go bas arayv. On 20th it has, Inami taima denicha magula bo matza mechusa, mechusa bo matza magula, ha matza kamasha nicho, loy tumma ikav loy psulik. There's nothing wrong with it. But I kope another gemara is medayik to avila sofik, my magula masurim. But if you left water uncovered overnight, even though it's only a small sofik, still you go to chumra. Even though it's a small sofik, there may be a nachash drank from it. It's only a small minority. So, Shmamina, we see clearly that chamira sakanta misura, that the klal is by a sakon, if something's danger for your life, you have to be more machm, go lechumra there, more than stami surim. Shmamina, chamira, it's a good proof. Like Rashi speaks out, by the gila of the water here, there's also a big tzad to say maybe a man uncovered it. And even if shrotzim did it, most of them do not put poison into the water. It's only the nochesh, the snakes. He's a miyat. Even from miyat, we see by sakono, we're more machmir. So, kitta, that's the proof, that, and that's the klal, that chamir is sakanta misura. Something that's the danger for your life, that's more chomer than stamisura. It's not wholesome. We went over there, Masech, the Mishnah, and Trumais, that gimel mashkin has trumishum gili. Mikra adin, there are three types of liquids. If you leave it uncovered, you have to be chashed that maybe a snake drank from it and it can poison, not to drink from it. The nice of his mind is there that people are not so makbel anymore in Gilui, even though he left the water uncovered, it's not so shkia to have snakes around anymore, so it's not to be make up his mind is there. But Mikra adin, though it's also. So what are these three liquids? The Gemara says it's mayim, v'yayin, v'cholav, water, wine, and milk. Now, kami yishur v'yesurim, how long do you have to leave it uncovered to say that it's also? Kadesh yetzir rechesh b'mokam korv, that the snake, the creeper, should come out from a nearby place, v'yishtin, drink from it. V'kama mokam korv, what's called a nearby place? Omer yitzchah b'reid of Yehuda, kadesh yetzir mitachas oizen kli, shemamash come out of the handle of the kli, v'yishtin, drink from it. That small amount of time, if you leave it uncovered, that and not watching it, that small amount of time, you have to be afraid maybe a snake drank from it. Freddy Gemara, a yishte ha kochozilei. If it's only this time that you can come out and drink, not more, So you should see him drinking then. Ella, rather, the time is like this. The time that the snake should come out from underneath the handle. Yishte, he should have time to drink. V'yach l'chur, and go back into his hole again. So if you wait that long, you have to be afraid that maybe a snake tiger drank from the water. He put his poison into the water, and therefore starts to drink from the water. So that's all this cloud that chamira sakanto mi'isura. Again, we said, but l'maisa b'zman hazeh, we're not so makban on this, since snakes are not so shchir to be around. All right, we'll stop here. You know, we'll continue on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape and then turn over. We'll do daf yud on the other side.